ball or chain, no prison shall keep better rebels at a Sacred Heart.
I'm embarrassed. That's good. Roy can sing.
Rebels at a Sacred Heart.
Yeehaw. I love it, man.
Yeah, I do too. Thursday, St. Patrick's Day.
Well, good morning, New York. Hope the hour forward didn't mess with you too bad.
Roy sounds a lot better than he did last week. He was sick. People, fans, he was so sick last week. I didn't even think he was going to make it through the show, but he did. Now his little boy's got it. Aubrey's got it.
I got my little buddy sick.
Yeah,
I feel terrible.
He rolled in here about 5 minutes ago, but we were tweeting back and forth. When you're not supposed to be, like when you're in the car.
Yeah, no texting and driving.
No texting and driving unless, you know, you've got unless you've been trained to do that.
I'm very trained.
Yeah, I am too.
By the way, this is AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, here on this Sunday morning.
It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite days of the entire year because I'm a big, you know, I'm a big college hoop
Absolutely.
Guy. Yeah. I'm huge on college hoops. I love college hoops. I've watched more basketball in the last 48 hours than I had in a month.
I love it, man.
You know what I love? I love watching teams like Norfolk State clinch a berth.
Yeah.
You know? I like teams like, you know, Vermont.
Yeah.
Are they going to beat anybody? No.
No.
No. They're going to be
okay.
They're going to be
that's,
a 15 or a 16.
To hear their name called, that's, you know, I mean, that's a Super Bowl.
I think
right
there's
there.
A kid from Flint Hill Prep school on the Vermont squad. As
I mean,
a matter of fact.
I got some little teams in there, you know. And then you got the usual little guys in there.
Hey, Xavier looks like they're going to make it now. I love that.
I love that. Xavier on the bubble.
They're going to make it.
Oral Roberts. I got Oral Roberts in there. Some Texas
Arlington. Or you've got a shot. They've got a shot. There's a lot of teams with a shot. There really are. Listen, we've got a guy. Did you pull that up for me,
what
Roy?
Was that?
About the Panthers.
Oh, yeah,
we got a guy on the phone, Dave Shee. Dave, are you on the line?
Nope.
Did you have a question for us, David? It's good to hear from you. Dave actually lives in Reston, and I've known David for a while. He called. I just happened to send something out via Facebook, and we got a call before the show even started. Dave, what's your question, buddy?
I just wanted to know what y'all think the Panthers are going to do as far as tactic wise, and, you know, if you're going to go to the Super Bowl this year.
Well, Carolina Panthers, Super I mean, Bowl. You know, they're a big story. Thank you, Dave. Thanks, Dave, for your question. The thing I like about the Carolina Panthers is that they've got a guy, Cam Newton, there that's going to be probably a Hall of Famer if he plays for 10 years.
If he puts up the numbers that he did last season consistently.
I don't see any way he won't. You know, one place that they do need some help is they need some help on the defensive line.
Absolutely.
Their front seven's kind of soft. You can run the ball against them.
Their defense in general,
it needs
a big step
up. You know, they used to be so tough on defense. And, you know, that was when John Fox was there. And I don't have to tell you how lousy their defense was 2 years ago, Dave, because they were 2-14. You know, when you don't have a defense, you don't win games. And they didn't even have an offense that year. But I look for them to pretty much – Roy, do you know anything about, like, the picks that they have this year?
They have the number 9 overall pick. A lot of people are saying that they're going to be using that pick on Alabama cornerback Dre Kirkpatrick.
Yeah, because the kid from LSU will be gone early.
Mm-hmm.
He'll probably go 5 or 7.
And they definitely need another corner. They got Chris Gamble right now starting on one.
Chris Gamble, he's an Ohio State kid, right?
Yeah, and he's a solid corner.
No, he's good.
But they definitely need somebody on the other side. That secondary is going to be torched with Drew Brees in that division.
How do the rest of their picks look?
Well, I mean, some other needs at defensive line. We touched on that a little bit.
You know what? There's a how about that
wide out? They need a wide out to play opposite of Steve Smith.
How about the big horse from Memphis, Dontari Poe?
There you go.
6'3.5", 3.46, and he runs a 4.87 40. That's scary.
It's on offensive line a little bit. I'm pulling up some things straight off the Carolina website now, just trying to see, you know, try to get an inside look on what they're doing.
Right.
And I mean, it's looking. Defensive line, offensive line. They want to protect that investment that they've made in Cam, and they definitely need help on the defensive end, especially in that division.
There's two or three kind of all pro type picks in the first round of offensive linemen. There's a kid out of Ohio State that's a big stud, Adams.
Mm-hmm.
There's another kid, Khalil's going to go. They're thinking Khalil's probably going to go 3. The Rams are probably going to take him. Of course, the Rams have all kinds of picks now.
The Rams look like they
look a little bit like the Dallas Cowboys of 1989, 1990, when Troy Aikman was a rookie. They won one game, and then they went to the playoffs the next year, and then they won three Super Bowls in 5 years.
Yeah, I tell you, Bradford.
Had a little dynasty going on there.
Bradford has to be ecstatic getting these picks.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's finally going to get some help in St. Louis, and they're going to bring in – I think they're going to bring in Blackmon. I think that kid is a can't-miss receiver.
Well, they definitely need a receiver. They need more than one receiver. You know, they could use four or five. You remember, Danny Amendola last year?
Yeah.
He got hurt during training camp, right? I don't even think he played a game for them. He didn't start the first game. But he was – I remember when the Giants played him on Monday Night Football or Sunday night one time – I felt so sorry for him because they dropped like 9 passes Bradford threw. I mean, they had guys literally playing wideout that were picked up off the practice squad. And that's the problem that you come into with wideouts. There are not that many really decent number ones to go around. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, you might pick up a 2 or a 3 in the draft, but you very rarely get – there's two guys that everybody's looking at. They're looking at Stephen Hill from Georgia Tech, who had the combine, you know, of the year for wideouts. I mean, I think he ran a 4.38 40. He's 6'4.5", 218 pounds, built like Megatron, blocks real well, did all the drills really well. He's probably going to go in the first 20 picks, in my opinion. Now, some of the guys who do a lot of the internet scouting, so to speak, don't even have him in the first round. I find that hard to believe. That guy's too good not to be in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, he did blow it up at the combine. I mean, Travis Benjamin, another wideout, ran the exact same 40 time as him. I mean, there are some fast wideouts coming out.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to talk to somebody during the week that was at a couple of I talked to one guy that was at Syracuse. And evidently, you know, like, you know, for their senior days, the guys tend to do a lot better. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking NFL right now, even though this is a basketball day.
We'll get into
the NCAA baskets here pretty soon. But I got to tell you, you know, this is a very important time for football. I'm asleep. Listen to this, Roy. And I know you were dealing with a sick baby, so you probably missed all this, but When I don't know what time you went to sleep, RG3 night, a lot of people in Washington, D.C. are going to be able to tell you where they were when they found out about Dave. Thank you so much for calling, by the way. The phone number to call here is 240-317-7294. That's area code 240-317-7294. Dave, thanks for calling. But I was asleep. I fell asleep. I was watching a game the other night. Mm-hmm. And I fell asleep. Now, I had to get up early in the morning the next day. I had baseball practice. I coach high school baseball, too. And I had baseball practice at 8 o'clock in the morning. And it was only 28 degrees outside when I got out there. That's beside the point. But anyway, I woke up. And, of course, as soon as I wake up, I go to Twitter. Because I want to see what I missed in the 2 hours I was asleep. Guess what I missed? I missed RG3 signing.
You missed it?
I missed it by about 30 minutes. But everybody was already asleep. Roy, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
I was awake.
So, well, I got to tell you, I was everywhere. Were we going back and forth? Because I was going back and forth with so many people.
I texted probably a billion people that
night. Me too.
I think I woke everybody up.
And listen, here's basically the thought process about the RG3 signing. Everybody who has an IQ over 100 thinks it was a good deal. Everybody that has an IQ under 100 or they just don't have anything to talk about, all they're doing is questioning. Oh, we gave up too much. Oh, we did this. Oh, we did that. Here's the bottom line. How often does an impact quarterback come around?
Yeah.
Hey, we gave up the number 2 pick. North Turner did. And I say we, I mean the Redskins. Way back when.
You got to say that with your head down.
Hey, for Heath Shuler. Let me repeat that name. Because most of you don't know who Heath Shuler is.
He's a big-time name in Washington.
Well, he's a politician.
As a senator,
yeah,
right?
No, he's a congressman, and he's
whatever
not.
He is.
He just resigned. No, he just stepped down. He's
Did
done.
He?
Yeah, well, he stepped down. He stepped down. He retired. He's retired as a congressman.
Point is, he's a politician,
well,
not a quarterback.
Well, first of all, Yeah, but let me just take, well, the guy's from the mountains of North Carolina. You know, he's a good guy. He was a, you know, but he was not, he was one of the worst quarterbacks I ever saw play. He actually went to the Chicago Bears, and I think he played for Ditka. He was like, when Harbaugh was there and all those guys, he was one of about four quarterbacks that Ditka went through and verbally abused, physically abused, everything else. So I'm pretty sure he retired after his Chicago stint. I'm serious. But he signed for an incredible bonus at the time. I want to say it was like $5 million. I mean, it was a lot of money. And he took that money and invested it.
He played for the Saints in 97, apparently.
Well, yeah, it was the Saints when Ditka was there. My bad. That's right. But that was 87. That's
97.
That's 15 years ago.
Yeah. And he played for the he played for the Raiders on, a practice squad.
Hey, he was an All-American at the University of Tennessee. He had a great coach. The problem was is he went from having David Cutcliffe as his head coach, who coached Eli and Peyton both in college. He went from having Cutcliffe as his offensive coordinator and confidant to having Mike Ditka as his confidant. Yeah. And I got to let me just add Norv Turner's name to that. Just for you people to think Norv Turner's phenomenal, Norv Turner is average at best. Yeah. He's an average offense coordinator. He runs the same offense that Don Coryell ran in San Diego 40 years ago.
I mean, he's a decent offensive coordinator.
Decent.
He's not a head coach.
You need to read. I read a lot about his offense.
I need to read.
You need to read about Norv's offense.
Days.
Everything he does is deep. You know, he doesn't run a lot of crossing patterns. He hasn't adjusted to the NFL the way it is today. And that's one of the reasons that the San Diego offense either does real well or they don't do well at all. If they get a defense that can see what they're doing, they shut them down. And, you know, what were they this year? San Diego. I mean, I don't even 8-8? They were 8-8. And what were they last year? 8-8.
They missed the playoff. I mean, they play in a crap division out in the West.
Yeah. Denver won the division. Denver. Yeah. Hello. Tim Tebow. Two words.
Which Peyton Manning just stopped by with him.
He spent 2 days there, and from what
he's
I understand.
In Arizona, today or tomorrow? I think it's today.
There's no doubt in my mind that for at least 8 hours, Peyton and Elway had to at least fly Elway's private plane to Vegas for four hours. Wouldn't you say that's why he stayed there 2 days? They were in Vegas one day. I mean, that's my opinion.
I don't know.
And that's the name of my show, Bruce Hall's Second
Maybe
Opinion. You're listening to Bruce Hall. It's Roy Edwards on the other mic.
If you guys want to join the conversation, go ahead and call in.
Please do.
240-317-7294. If you don't get through or on the air, just leave a message. We'll get to your point. We'll get there. I promise. We'll play it on the air. Well, maybe.
St. Patrick's Day is Thursday. Don't forget to wear green.
They get pinched.
Don't forget to wear green. Don't forget to put a lot of cash in your pocket for the bartender.
I think he spent that extra day there hanging out with Tim Tebow. I mean,
I don't think
who
so.
Who doesn't want to hang out with Tim Tebow?
I don't think so. I don't even think Tebow's there. I read somewhere that Tebow was somewhere else doing something. I'm trying to remember what
he
it was.
He was somewhere else
Listen,
doing
everywhere,
something.
No, everywhere Tebow goes, guys, everywhere Tebow goes, they report it.
Yeah.
I mean, if Tim Tebow goes to Burger King, they report it. If Tim Tebow goes to your church, they'd report it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
if
absolutely.
Tim Tebow goes to a high school, they report it. If Tim Tebow goes to, what was the girl's name that he was going out with?
I don't know.
The blonde?
It was like Amber or something.
No. He was going out with that girl that was
I don't get too
that
much
was a singer. That. Country singer.
What?
Yeehaw.
I don't get too much into
celebrity
stuff.
You don't get out
stuff.
Anymore and
no,
you're 25.
I get out.
Well, you know, you got a baby.
I don't
This is Bruce Hall, that's Roy. Make sure you call us 240-317-7294. That's area code 240-317-7294. We're going to be talking about college hoops.
Selection Sunday.
Who do you like? Who do you not like?
And we definitely have a rumor about Randy Moss going around where he potentially might join the league next year. So
I don't think. Well, he ran a 4.48 40.
He's talking.
Supposedly,
he's talking to a team today or this weekend.
But he won't. But he won't take a drug test. Go figure.
Yeah.
This is Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute.
I'm loving it, man.
I like the drum.
I love Irish music. I guess it's Irish punk, I guess it would be. And I was corrected, that was Dropkick shipping up to Boston, not Flogging Molly. But we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Talking a little bit of NFL here, and we do have a Randy Moss sighting, I guess, rumor, as well as the he's going on a little mini tour as Peyton Manning goes on his.
You know who I was thinking might actually get Randy Moss? Washington? Well, here's the deal. No. I don't think anybody's really going to offer him a lot of money, and no one's going to give him more than a one-year deal.
No.
And he's going to have to take a drug test or two, and he's going to have to take a physical. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Could you imagine being RG3, Robert Griffin III, freshly signed out of Washington, and having one of your wide receivers be a Hall of Famer? Because right now they don't have a receiver that's a Hall of Famer, do they?
No.
And do they have anybody that's even close to being a Hall of Famer? No. Chris Cooley, maybe.
No.
One day? Are you crazy?
No.
Stop.
Chris Cooley?
I thought you were a Redskin fan, Roy.
I'm a Redskin fan.
No, you're not.
I'm
off a not if I'm you don't like Cooley. Well, you're an idiot, then.
I like Chris Cooley. He's not a Hall of Famer.
No, you're an idiot.
Chris Cooley, a Hall of
Chris
Famer.
Chris Cooley, could if he plays 6-7 more years, he's only...
If he plays 6-7 more years.
How old is he? He's 30.
He's done.
He's 30. He's not done.
He's done in Washington. He's done.
No, he's not done.
Yes, he is.
You're a maniac.
He's done.
Who's a better tight end? Fred Davis? Yeah, when he's not smoking weed, he's better.
Look, I love Chris Cooley.
Oh, I love Fred Davis when he gets up on time. He's like you.
I'm just saying.
He's always late. Always.
Chris Cooley. I wasn't late.
Hey. You know, you weren't late.
I was here for the show.
You were early if we were, like, on the regular time.
Chris Cooley is not...
Latest on Peyton Manning. Oh, this is good. You know, I love the way Kansas City still thinks this is Arrowhead pride. If you're on Twitter, you're crazy if you're not on Twitter during this Peyton Manning thing. There is so much wild stuff happening with this guy. Everybody thinks he's in Denver. If you want to know something, I'm going to give these guys a free plug. Go to sportsbook.com. I'm going to tell you something. Those guys stay up on the news minute to minute because they have to change their... You can literally make a play, a wager online, okay, on where Peyton Manning is going to end up. Right now, he's even money in Miami. Everybody still thinks he's going to Miami.
He's going to Miami.
Well, I think that he knows what he's got in Miami.
He's going
to Miami. He's been there all week throwing the ball to what's the boy's name? The guy that All-Pro? Come on, the Indianapolis Colts All-Pro wide receiver.
Is that
the other guy.
Reggie Wayne?
Yes. Reggie Wayne, the old guy.
He's the old man.
Reggie Wayne's 30.
He's a free agent.
4 or 5 years old. Well, but he's going to get a little money, too, but he's not going to get more than a 2 or 3 year deal.
There's a lot of wideouts. Pierre Garçon.
I like Garçon. He's going to get more money than
Wayne,
he deserves.
Wayne, Colston. Those are some big names.
Colston's got problems. He's got too much baggage. We already got two guys that get high. Now we need another guy in Washington that gets high. No.
I'm just saying. There's a lot of big names out there. I'm not talking Washington. I don't.
Now they say, they say Colston will fit right into
Manningham's
this
a free
offense.
Agent too.
Hey, what's with Drew? Why won't they sign Drew Brees? Why aren't they not doing that deal? Oh, I'm sorry. They're waiting for the new Rams defensive coordinator Greg Williams to get a lifetime ban. You heard it first here. Lifetime ban. I sent Roger Goodell a tweet. I said, if you got to just get rid of him for life. That way, do you know what that does? Roy, do you know what that does? That stops it. It's over. If they give him a lifetime ban, there will be no more money paid under the table for big hits and dirty hits and putting people out of games. It's over. If they give him a one-year ban, not over. Two-year ban, probably not even over with him. He'll probably do it again.
It's going to happen again.
Well, then you have to have a lifetime ban. You have to have a lifetime.
You can't stop something like that in the NFL.
Yes, you can.
No. It's something that's always been in the game. It's always going
to
be in the game.
Well, see, you're never
going
to run anything like the NFL, so you don't need to worry about it. But if you're going to run the NFL, Roy, you need a lifetime. You need to stop it. If you if your goal is to
stop it like that. You don't.
I think you do.
I mean,
no, it wasn't with the players. It was with him.
Williams,
he did it all.
Williams did it, but the players came. Players are becoming
players are
going
to be able to do whatever they want to do. But see, that's why a lot of people think they may get rid of a few of these players. Some of these players may have to put – well, listen, how much is Roger Goodell supposed to make next year when he signs his new contract?
$20 million, right?
$20 million a year, he's which is ridiculous to begin with, because I would do twice as good a job for $750,000. You heard it right here, Bruce Hall's second opinion. I will not go up once I get signed. I will not hold out. I won't do like a lot of – education directors do across the country.
Is this your official pitch? Bruce Hall, to 2012.
I'm trying to make $750,000 a year being the best since Pete Rozelle.
I'm just trying to get paid, man.
I'm just trying to get paid. No.
Look, there's no way that they can get rid of that in the NFL. It's like a Spygate thing. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, we're going to fine and punish the
Spygate,
Patriots.
That was $750,000.
It's still happening. Okay. People still do that.
How do you know? Do you have proof? No, of course not.
No,
you're just running your mouth.
You're going to tell me that people still don't.
You're going to tell me if he gets a lifetime ban that all of the defensive coordinators are going to go, well, you know what? They're only going to give one lifetime ban, so now we can do it. Let's do it.
They're going to go.
They're going to stop if they want to be a coach in the NFL.
They're going to go, man, maybe we should really try to calm this down. Hey, guys, stop putting money to knock people out of the
game. Is this why you were homeschooled?
And they'll still do it. I was not homeschooled.
I'm just kidding.
But I'm saying, like, if the players say that they're going to, hey, buddy, I bet you can't knock out the quarterback. Oh, yeah, I bet you $100 I can. That's going to happen.
Snitch.
The coaches might stop saying, hey, $500 to whoever knocks out the quarterback, but that doesn't stop the defensive players from making bets with each other. This is football, man.
Let me say something here, Roy.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You cannot be serious. Look, there's going to be a big penalty knocked down on Williams. Guaranteed that he's going to get in trouble. You know, I mean, they're probably going to go back as far as the Bills and the Redskins.
$2 to $3 million in a lifetime ban. And the $2 to $3 million isn't on Williams because he's got a lifetime ban. That's all he needs. It's going to be on the it's going to be on the Saints owner, Benson. The Saints are going to pay $2 to $5 million in a fine.
VA Kid 703, my buddy Bill Pardon, weighs in on Twitter.
Oh,
for
good.
Me. He says, can't stop bounties like the feds couldn't stop bootleggers during Prohibition. And I agree.
Oh, that's not
I
even the same.
Him.
We're talking about
it's
guys
exactly
wanting to have,
the same.
You know, what's your buddy's name?
Bill Pardon. I agree with him.
Hey,
man.
Tell Bill that you can't even compare the two.
No, Billy, I agree, buddy.
That's like comparing a kiss to a happy ending.
The point is, the point is you can try and stop it all you want. You can say, hey, don't do this. That doesn't mean that people
aren't
going to do it.
You're talking about Prohibition. People get addicted to alcohol, goofball.
Oh,
they don't get addicted to having to put a guy out of the game.
Gambling. Now you're talking, you're gambling is what is basically what it is. It's like, hey, buddy, I'm going to knock.
They can gamble all they want playing whisk or playing poker.
Is that not what a bounty is? A bounty is a gamble.
They're not allowed to get. Hey, listen, you know.
Exactly.
You guys both need to take a drug test.
Oh, man.
Hey, give us a call. Area code 240-317-7294. That's area code 240-317-7294. This is Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's second opinion. I'm with Roy Edwards, who is wound up now. Here, Roy, have a Red Bull. That's a free. Oh, by the way, we have a new sponsor. National Association
Tell
of Realtors.
Me Tell me Red Bull.
National Association of Realtors, the largest association, from what I understand, in the world. Over 1.2 million members, including yours truly. I've been a broker since the late 80s. I've been every 2 years I take my education, my further education to stay a broker. And just because somebody's a broker or somebody is a real estate agent or salesperson does not mean that they're a realtor. To be a realtor, you have to have credentials. And I'll tell you, these people do a phenomenal job of moving the real estate is probably, I mean, it's the biggest thing we have. When you go out, and I'm only going to spend about 30 seconds on this because they're in the process of getting all their spots together and sending them to us. You'll be hearing professionals do these, but I'm going to give them mentions once in a while. But let me just tell you this.
Professionals
everything
like
you see, when you get outside, everything you see is real estate property for the most part. Everything's been bought. Everything's been sold. Everything has to be done correct. Everything has to be done legally, and that's what realtors do. So is that's pretty good enough shout out, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's.
I can't wait.
That'll do.
Hey, listen, NFL.
Look, I told everybody we were going to talk about Randy Moss. So here it is. Randy Moss met with the New Orleans Saints. And now he's going to meet with the San Francisco 49ers.
Why wouldn't he meet with the New Orleans Saints? That's a perfect city for him to play in. If they lose Colston, he's the logical guy to replace Colston.
I mean, Drew Brees can get the ball to anybody. Smith can't get the ball to nobody.
Well, you know what?
He's going to hate life in San Francisco.
Listen to me. With the receivers that they have in St. Louis, if they don't double Randy Moss, he'll catch the ball. You cannot cover him man for man. You can't.
He's still fast.
He ran a 4.48, and it wasn't him that was timing himself. It was a scout.
It wasn't him.
It wasn't. Hey, I got 4.48 right here. I ran a 4.48.
Good for you, Randy.
Hey, twist one for me, will you?
Good for you, Randy. We're going to go look at other wideouts now, so you have a great day. Go meet with San Francisco.
I'm going to tell you something. He won't ever be in San Francisco.
I don't think so either.
He'd be out of there before training camp was over. He'd break so many rules. It's unbelievable.
Well, San Francisco is no longer – I mean, they've said that they're not going to bring Edwards back. So,
all right, one last thing. We're going to talk about one last thing.
Which is the greatest jersey in the NFL.
We're going to talk about one last thing with football.
Edwards.
Peyton Manning. Where's he going to end up, Roy?
Miami.
We know where he's not going. It was nice of you know what I thought was great? I thought it was great that Peyton personally called the New York Jets and told them, I'm sorry, but I'm not even going to come there because my little brother would be upset if I came there because New York is his town. You understand? That is my little brother Eli's town, and I am not coming there. Even though you're in the AFC and you got your own quarterback, and I like Mark Sanchez. And by the way, they extended his contract
just about
barely. They're only giving him like $3 million extra. What they did was they redid his contract so they'd get more cap space. So he basically did them a favor, but they came out with they gave him an extra year is what they did. He was going to make some incredible amount of money for the kind of work he does. Mm-hmm. For the next 2 years, they just spread it out over 3 years.
Well, the contract extension...
It gave him a little extra.
The contract extension is for $40.5 million, giving him five total years for $58.25 million.
Yep, and that's a good number for an average quarterback.
20.5 guaranteed.
Hey, that's a good number for a guy like him. Now, listen, I was listening to ESPN on the way up here. I shouldn't even mention the four-digit network. I'm sorry. But guy named Kincaid is on. I happen to like him a lot. I hear him every Sunday morning. Pretty sharp guy. And what he said made a lot of sense. You really can't, you know, is Mark Sanchez a good quarterback? He's okay.
I think he's
is Mark Sanchez going to be a Hall of Famer? No. Is Mark Sanchez going to, can he win in a Super Bowl if they get there? Yes.
Not tomorrow, but no, I think eventually he'll get there. He's still a young guy.
No, but he's been in two AFC championship games in his first 3 years?
His third year.
He was the number one pick in the draft.
No.
Wasn't he?
No.
Number two?
No.
I think you're wrong.
Okay, I'll look it up.
You better look it up, and you better tell everybody when you're wrong. I'm Bruce Hall. That's Roy looking up the fact that I was right. Pretty sure Mark Sanchez was number one. What was he?
No, he wasn't.
Well, see, you don't even know when you're talking
crap. I'm pretty sure he was number four overall.
Hey, listen, Peyton Manning, in my opinion.
He was the fifth pick.
Oh, that sucks.
That was a great guess, though, Bruce.
I'm wrong. I owe you a sandwich. Yeah. Fifth pick? Really? Yeah.
Yes. The Jets traded up to get him, but he wasn't the number one overall.
Was he the first quarterback picked in the draft? I think he was.
No, I don't think so.
So who was?
I think that was Bradford's year.
I hope it was Bradford. Sam Bradford was the number one pick, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, how about Matt Stafford? What year did he come out? 2 years ago?
I'm going to bring all this up.
I love those guys. You know what? We got a franchise. I say we. I apologize. Everybody here knows how much I love the New York Giants, and I picked them, Winroy, late October. We were all over them. I even convinced you probably by November. When they lost four in a row, Roy was looking at me like, haha, yeah, the Giants, yeah, right. But they hung in there, and they won. What did they do? They won a Super Bowl this year, the Giants.
They did.
Oh, and they did that with a guy named Manning that everybody thought was an average quarterback.
Yeah, Matthew
Stafford. And they wanted him out of town, right, with Tom Coughlin. Hey, New York Giant fans, you have no idea how good you got it. Please don't look at you got it. I think the Giants have a shot this year. They don't even care about signing Brandon Jacobs. They don't care. No. You know who I'd like to see them get? Peyton Hillis. Could you imagine Peyton Hillis in the backfield behind that offensive line?
Well, I think it's strep throat. You don't want that. He'll be out for the year. Strep.
No, I thought it was a hammy. No, it was a hammy.
It was everything.
It was everything. He didn't want to play. It was his agent. He needed to fire his agent is what he needed.
He's like,
do.
So about, well, that, about next week, I'm going to be sick. So we should pay me.
Hey, Arizona Cardinals got a shot.
And that was Stafford. That was Stafford's year, 2009. When
now he was number one.
Yeah.
Now listen, here's the deal with Peyton. He's in Arizona right now. Peyton's. If you had to guess, how much money would you say he's worth? I'm gonna say $500 million. He's worth about $500 million after playing as long as he has.
Oh, you're not talking contract this year.
No, I'm talking about he's worth $500 million. That's on his financial statement. If he does a financial statement, which would probably be the size of a 300-page novel.
Well, the guy didn't play last year, and he was still getting endorsements.
He got $28 million, yeah. Didn't he?
He sat around doing it. I mean, you saw that that Papa John's Super Bowl commercial that flipping a coin.
And that was a good commercial. It was a great commercial. They could have made it better. But
they could have made it better. Call
absolutely.
Bruce next time you make a commercial.
I already told them what they could have done to make it better. But anyway, what I like the best is what we put on the website this week, which was him on the Saturday Night Live spoof with all the kids.
That's hilarious.
That is classic. That he should do a show with kids.
He's second to Justin Timberlake.
I would say he's better than Justin Timberlake.
Drink twice for Justin.
Oh, he's twice.
You always do.
He's three times as big as Justin.
No, are you crazy?
I've met Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake owns MySpace. He owns MySpace, all right? You know, most people have MySpace. This guy bought it. He was like, oh, yeah? You got a MySpace page? Yeah, I own it.
I thought that was a movie.
Huh? No, that was Facebook.
I know.
And he was the guy who owned
Napster. Are you trying to tell me he bought Facebook, too? I'm Bruce Hall. That's Roy. And we're crazy right
Manning,
now talking about Justin Timberlake like he's an athlete. Please.
As Matt just pulled up the check, the famous check that's been going around as... Look, there's two
What
ways,
does it say?
There's two... You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, and I live under a rock,
what
right?
What check is it?
It's Peyton Manning's dinner
oh,
check.
Oh, no, I read about it. I didn't. Uh-huh. What was the tip? What was the tip? $200?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that for Peyton Manning?
On top of 18% gratuity.
Yeah, but who cares? You know, he
so
probably,
it's like that's
it's
like a
Peyton
it's like a 40% tip, man.
Hello, it's Peyton Manning.
But
go to waiter heaven when you do that.
Look, if I'm an NFL team, well, the guy got fired for posting that picture online, which I think is ridiculous. I mean, you're not supposed to have your phone for that exact reason for taking pictures of. You know, if anyone who's ever been a server, you're not allowed to have a phone on you because you can take pictures of credit cards and credit card numbers, and you'll...
Now, the guy's got to be a pretty good waiter, or he wouldn't have given him a tip on top of 18% to begin with.
No. I look at this check in two different ways.
I can't believe they charged Peyton 18%. I would never have charged him that.
It's over a certain amount of money.
It doesn't matter. I would have gone to my... Yeah, but I wouldn't have done it.
It's all. I mean, that's just the way...
He would have probably left him $500
if I'm
what's the total over there?
It's $939.58.
Well, that's not even the great
original,
of a tip.
That's a great tip. Are you kidding
me? It is not. $200?
On top of 18.
But you know who gets the 18%. Not the waiter.
Are you kidding me? Do you know how restaurants work?
Yeah.
He tipped out 3%. All right, listen to me.
The waiter doesn't get 18%.
I know.
The restaurant
he gets
15%.
What are you talking about, man? Let me learn you guys on a little bit of waiter knowledge here.
Yeah, I know. You quit your job.
I was a server for about 3 years, 4 years.
Okay. Go ahead.
This is the way it works.
I can't see it.
We're about to break. Listen, all right? For all of you tippers out there.
Don't listen to Roy. He hates it.
All you guys out there who pull your little... math cards out and add up what 15% is going to be. Let me tell you where that 15%
goes. What do you want to know? What do you want to
know? 3% of that is tipped out to the bus. Another 18, where as a server, you are taxed on 18%. So when you tip 15%, the server only sees 12 but pays taxes like it's 18. So you're actually screwing that server over to only really about 10%.
Exactly.
So your $5 tip is really like
$1.50.
All right.
You know what I was thinking?
How do you pay the bills on $1.50, 15% tip?
The way everybody was talking about what a great tip, maybe I just tipped too much because I'd have probably given the kid a lot more than $200.
Servers make $2.13 an hour, people. All right.
Plus tips. We'll be back in a minute. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Boys, let me go down in the mud. It's all a try. This line was always ours. Was the proud line of a fighter. It belongs to us and them. Not to any of the others. Let them go. Boys, let them go. Boys, let them go down.
There's two ways you look at that, Chip.
Hey, how did we? How did we go from
I'm
Irish
jumping straight
music,
into it.
How do we go from Irish music to deliverance music?
It's Irish.
Is it really? Boy, it sounds a lot like that North Georgia, you know, kind of way back in there, toothless kind of stuff.
Yeah, Q-tips. They're available at CVS, any type of grocery store. You can buy them and clean your ears out. And look, there's two ways you look at that check here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Yeah,
there's two
tiny,
ways.
It's tiny.
You look at that check. All right?
Payton didn't know they charged him 18%.
Either he... Look, yeah. Look, first off, who's he eating with? That runs,
he
you
wears
run your check
reading
up
glasses,
to $500, $600
he
before.
He wears reading glasses. Did you know that? He wears
how
reading
glasses. How many people?
Payton didn't have his reading glasses.
How many people are at the table?
$200. It's nothing.
How many people are at the table? Scroll up. Scroll up on the other check.
Included.
How many people are at the on the table? Does it say?
No. Yeah, you know so much about restaurants. I'm sure it's on there.
A check should always have how many people
are sitting at. Yeah, do me a favor. Table. That's enough about the check, okay? Stop. Where's he going to end up?
Miami.
This is important.
He's going to Miami.
You're saying Miami?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
They love him there. He just kept that waiter like
40%. Hey.
I was in South Carolina. Whatever.
I'm saying.
What's he doing in South Carolina?
I'm saying Miami. I'm saying Tennessee.
What?
It's not even in it right now.
Tennessee?
No.
He's not going to Tennessee.
There was talk about him going to Tennessee. It was a guy named Ruffro.
Tennessee is already set. Tennessee.
I heard a call in earlier this week. Some guy said, guarantee he's going to Tennessee. I've already talked to some of the scouts, to this, to that. No, he's going to be in Florida. You know what he's doing right now? Having fun. Waiting for Tuesday. Because he's going to make his announcement, in my opinion, Monday night. Because Tuesday is the free agent period, right?
I believe you just said Tennessee. After their GM came out and said, nope, we're good here. It's like we got our quarterbacks. All right,
let's talk.
They have Jake Locker.
Hey,
and Matt
Jake
Hasselbeck.
Locker's okay. Matt Hasselbeck's good.
They owe both those guys a boatload of money. That's why he's not going to Arizona, because Arizona paid Kevin Cobb. He said, "Hey Kevin, guess what? Here's franchise money. Boom, you're our guy."
Well,
oh man, you're not that good.
But
we're screwed.
Roy,
now.
Let me get something in here. As long as they can move Kevin Cobb.
No, they can't.
Oh, yes, they can.
No, they can't.
Because they just have to pick up a large sum of money with a contract.
That's exactly why they can't.
But there are plenty of people that need a Kevin Cobb, too.
Nobody wants Kevin Cobb right now.
Who could use a Kevin Cobb? Minnesota?
Who would you take?
How about Seattle?
Would you take...
How about Seattle?
No.
Seattle's terrible. They don't have a quarterback.
They just got done paying Tavares
Jackson.
And who
thought he was going to Seattle anyway?
He's not going to Seattle. Look, Kevin Cobb... just got paid, all right? Now, there are other quarterbacks out there, like a Kyle Orton, who's actually played and thrown passes and stayed, you know, relatively healthy.
Yeah,
unlike Kevin Cobb.
There's Jason Campbell, too. Jason Campbell is Kyle Orton. He just has a good tan.
If you want a really bad quarterback who is good at handing the ball off.
I'm a Jason Campbell fan. I love Jason Campbell. They should have never got rid of him in D.C.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Should have never gotten rid of Jason Campbell.
I like Jason Campbell.
He was terrible.
What? You're nuts.
He was awful.
Wasn't his fault. He didn't have an offensive
gosh,
line.
Yeah, man. Oh. I hate that. I hate when things aren't your fault. Any terrible quarterback.
It was were you a first-round draft choice?
Yeah, no. I was.
Shut up.
Ran a 4.34.
This is Bruce Hall. That's Roy. He needs
time to myself.
Roy's losing his mind. Let's talk baskets now. We both agree he's going to Miami. If he doesn't go to Miami, I think he's missing a boat.
Well, Matt Flynn, Cleveland has already talked about how they're going hard after Matt Flynn.
And he's really good.
The only reason why I thought Manning was going to go elsewhere other than Miami is because the guy who runs the show down in Miami right now was the OC at Green Bay. And he knows
Joe Philbin. And he just lost his son, too,
and he knows,
which is sad.
And he knows Matt Flynn extremely well. And if you're putting in a new system, you go after your guy. Right? But you don't go after your guy if Peyton Manning's available, because Peyton Manning will make you look like a genius on your first head coaching.
You know what everybody is taking for granted here in this whole situation, Roy? Everybody thinks Peyton Manning's going to be able to play.
He's going to be fine.
And you know this because you're a neurosurgeon?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's just good to know that I'm hanging out with such good company. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy Edwards, the neurosurgeon from Falls Church, Virginia.
I got my degree in a neurosurgeon.
You got your degree in happy hour. You're out of your mind. That's all you got your degree
I became
degree
a neurosurgeon
in.
Just after I was drafted in the first round for timing myself.
You're
in a 4-3-40.
Hey, you know, here's a guy that's not going to get a dime unless he's okay.
He's fine.
LaRon Landry.
Oh, yeah, he's
LaRon fine. Landry can't walk, so how's he going to play?
Well, he's...
But he looks really good in a tight shirt.
I was just about to say, he's uploading pictures of himself all
yeah,
over.
Yeah, that's all he does
Twitter.
Is show people those...
Look how jacked I am.
Hey, look at that! Look at this HGH nobody can find.
See that over there? I'm going to go lift that. Watch this.
You know what? He is a beast, though, when he's healthy.
Yeah, he's
he
huge.
Flies around a field just blowing people up. He'll probably get in trouble for that sooner or later.
He's going to go somewhere and be good because he's actually going to be playing the position that he's meant to play, and that's strong safety up near the line.
Hey, listen, if you're listening to the show and you think we're crazy, which we are.
If you think Bruce is crazy, call in at
240-317-7294. Area code 240-317-7294. Ask for Matt. He'll be picking the phone up. Anyway, I'm Bruce. That's
Ask
Roy.
For Matt.
Let's talk. Hey,
is Matt there?
Hey, let's talk about baskets. Let's talk about college hoops.
Yes, sir.
How much? What games did you like the best yesterday? Well, the day before, I know which
man.
One you liked the best.
Well, I loved the NC State UNC game.
That was a good
game. I think
NC State got
screwed.
They got hosed at the end.
I think
of
they
the
got
game.
Screwed.
Well, they got hosed with all the no calls.
Look, you have to call something there. Okay. That I'm talking about the NC State UNC game where the
ACC
guy,
officials
the
are
winning
the most...
shot and I do that as in quotations from UNC where the guy lowers his shoulder, bumps off the defender. Okay, look, you call something there if,
right.
when there's contact. You call something. I don't care if you call a block. I don't care if you call a charge.
Roy,
that's
there,
not
there,
a no call.
Roy, there was a time in my life where I went to the ACC tournament every year. And I used to go down to the ACC tournament every year because it worked out that was almost exactly a month before the Masters. And at that time, that's when the Masters badges come out. And I would go down there, and I would watch the entire tournament. I would even take people. I would they get hotel rooms and the tickets for X amount, and that was a big part of my business. I watched so many bad calls over a period of years with the ACC officials. It's just not even funny. Officiating is all politics. The guys that end up calling the championship game are never the best officials. They are the officials who are politically correct in the league. And I'm telling you, they suck. And first of all, if I'm wrong, correct me, but basketball is a very fast game. Wouldn't you agree? Especially at the college and the pro level.
Absolutely.
Little Caucasian fat guys, they can't keep up with all of those African-American guys flying around, Caucasian, African-American, Asian. The game has passed those guys by. Wouldn't you agree? It's just too fast for them. That's why in the NBA, they just decide, you know what, in about 2 minutes, we're going to call this. And they just call fouls once in a while, or they'll go in at halftime and they'll look at some film. Now this is true.
You scare me sometimes.
I'm
with
just
your,
telling you, this is what they do. They'll go. You know what?
They don't actually ref the games.
No.
They just call fouls.
No. Do you know what they do? They'll look. I can't remember what game it was yesterday. Two free throws were thrown for the one team, and I can't even remember who
it was.
You
believe this?
No. I saw it. I mean, I saw the game, but two free throws were called. Of course, the team lost the game. But what a lot of times what referees do is they try to even everything out. In a perfect world, 20 free throws are shot here, 20 free throws are shot there. They get in at halftime, they go, oh, shoot, these guys have shot 20 free throws. These guys have shot four.
I mean, there's
we need to call some fouls.
There's definitely makeup calls, but
absolutely.
I don't,
you kidding me? You ever been to an NBA game? What do those guys do except try to look nice? Seriously.
Are you serious, man? Come
what
on,
do those
man.
Officials try to... What do they do
Look,
most
no
of the game?
No referee is perfect, okay?
But, you think?
But, they're definitely calling how they see it. There's definitely missed calls. There's missed calls in every game. But to think that they're just going out there to blow their whistle to get a paycheck, I mean...
Who's gonna win today, Carolina or Florida State?
Carolina.
The line is 8 points. I'm taking Florida State. You want Carolina? You can give me 8.
You think Florida State's going to...
They're getting 8.
Florida State's going to get dunked on all day.
No.
UNC is so much more athletic than Florida State.
Okay. I'll take Florida State plus the 8. You take UNC, and that's for another dinner that you'll owe me. I'm Bruce Hall. Roy's just looking at me like I have 3 heads.
Yeah.
You're listening to Bruce Hall's
Florida
second
State's
opinion on
beat UNC.
AM 1230 WFAS. Roy, let me ask you another question. Big East. God, what a lousy final.
You didn't like that?
No. Are you kidding me?
Why?
Did you see that? Did you see that game last night? Why? That was a horrible game.
Because it wasn't a big name. I mean, Louisville. You know, they're good. I mean, that's a big
Cincinnati.
School. Louisville, Cincinnati.
Look, Cincinnati didn't make a pass for 15 minutes.
Look, that's...
That looked like a junior high school game.
That's why the Big East is the best conference
because
in America.
Anybody can beat anybody any
because
day.
They're so deep.
I know, but you know
Cincinnati...
What? It's all cyclical.
Cincinnati though. Would be a huge team, you know, a must-beat team in any other conference.
Pull out your list right now. We're going to go over your list. You got your list?
Yeah, I got it.
Let's go over your list. Mm-hmm. Who are the number one seeds?
I got Kentucky. I got
correct.
I got UNC. I got
wait a minute. Okay, I'll give you UNC.
I got Syracuse. And,
I'll give you Syracuse.
And I got Ohio State.
That's going to come down to one of the games today, right?
Mm-hmm. I had.
If they get beat, they're a number two, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I mean,
and that's why this.
I had Duke up there too, but Duke just embarrassed themselves.
Hey, hello. Look at me. Look at me, because you and I know we went back and forth about Duke and who? Temple. Temple's going to be a five.
Temple sucks.
Temple's going to be a five seed. Duke could end up a three or a four.
You sat here a couple weeks ago and tried to tell me that Temple was a good basketball team.
They're a five seed in the NCAA tournament.
Hey, listen,
I went to East Carolina. We haven't been to the NCAA tournament since 1975.
Temple didn't even win their conference.
Who cares? It's a good conference.
Oh, yeah. It's a great conference.
Isn't it the Atlantic 10?
Oh, my gosh.
How many people are going to go out of the Atlantic 10, goofball?
Three, more maybe
than
two.
More than the ACC, or as many. ACC is probably going to get five, right?
They'll get I have UNC, Duke,
five or six.
Florida State, NC State, and
NC State's
and UVA.
UVA or mm-hmm. Only one of the two is going to get in, UVA or NC State.
I think they both go.
I think if the ACC is stronger, that they'd both go. Don't you? NC State's got a couple good wins. NC State can play.
Temple.
They should have won yesterday.
Temple,
they'd be in the finals.
Temple and St. Louis go.
Do you know
out
that?
Of the, hey, out of
Roy,
the Atlantic 10.
Roy.
Xavier doesn't go in.
Roy, how many times has NC State gone to the NCAA tournament when they wouldn't have gone any other way unless they won the tournament?
I don't know.
Three times. I can remember them, too. And I'm telling you, that's the greatest thing about winning the ACC tournament. If you're like 12-18 and you win the tournament, mm-hmm. you go to the NCAAs as a 12 seed, but you go.
Temple. I can't believe you're...
I love Temple.
Yeah, they're
Temple's
great.
Fine.
Yeah,
you know what?
Impressive.
I pray.
Great.
I pray every night that Temple plays Duke.
Yeah, me too, because Duke will blow them out.
Duke can't blow anybody up. They can't shoot.
Oh, my God.
They're not even playing good defense anymore.
Duke, come on.
Duke makes me puke, okay? Haven't you ever seen those
T-shirts? You pass on Duke, and you take Temple.
I hate Duke.
And you take Temple.
I like Temple.
Yeah.
I like Temple because you hate him. That's the only reason I like him. I'm Bruce. That's Roy. He hates Temple, and he loves Duke. I love Duke's football team.
I don't love Duke.
I like All Duke's right? football team.
I'm not a Duke fan whatsoever.
David Cutcliffe.
I'm not a Duke fan whatsoever, but
right.
I'm not completely oblivious to think that Temple's a good basketball team and better than Duke.
They're a five seed in the NCAA tournament.
No,
what's a good basketball team to you, a one seed?
They're like a six or a seven
they're
seed.
I'll bet you anything they're a five.
They
right
would've
now.
Been, they would've been
any
a five.
Any amount of money you want.
They would have been a five if they won their conference.
They're going to be a five, period.
No.
All right, go to your number twos. Who's your number twos?
I didn't do that.
You didn't do your number twos.
I didn't rank all the teams. I did my top 70 that gets in.
All right, well, then do the 70. Just keep rolling them off. And you know what? Let's me and you say what number seed they'll be.
Well,
go.
Go. Temple is the first team on my list.
Oh, my God. And you say you hate them. They're a five.
I don't like
them.
They're
a five.
St. Louis gets in out of that conference.
I don't even – did they win their – no, they didn't win. They got beat, didn't they? They got beat in their conference final.
They're 25-7. They're going.
They're
going
to go. All right, but they're going to be what, a 10? Nine?
Yeah, they'll probably be around
9 or 10. All right, who else?
I mean, they're going.
Who else?
Belmont gets in.
Former Belmont Abbey, or is that Belmont University?
Out of the Atlantic Sun.
They're in Tennessee. You know what? They upset somebody a couple years ago. They beat up somebody pretty good. Like, you know, like an Arkansas or somebody.
I mean,
I remember that. All right.
They're 27-7.
Yeah, they're going to be probably a 7 or an 8. Keep going.
Then I go into the ACC. I got UNC, Duke, Florida State, UVA, NC State.
Duke's a three. They're not a two. They're a three.
Duke's a two.
I'll bet you any amount of money they're not a two.
Well, I don't bet, but if I was a betting man.
Oh, excuse me. You don't bet? We bet lunch and dinner. Look, Matt almost had a heart attack over there. Hey, All right.
It's not. Like
I say there are
it's not
three.
Like a co-host. It's not a handicapping show
I
or anything like that.
I say there are three, and you say there are two.
There are two.
All right, keep going.
Then I move into the Big 12.
Hey, people, feel free to chime in. 240-317-7294. 240-317-7294. This is the kind of talk we want, a voice of reason on the phone. Keep going.
I got Kansas, Missouri, Baylor.
All right, now Kansas.
And Iowa State.
Kansas at one time almost slid down to a one. Are they a two? Probably a two.
I got them as two, yeah.
All right, and who's the other one?
I guess, I mean.
You know, Baylor should not twos, even be allowed to go because of their uniform.
My twos would be.
Their uniforms are. Adidas is yellow. Hey,
those are ugly.
Where did Adidas figure that was
the
yellow?
The highlighter.
That is that the absolute ugliest uniforms I've ever seen.
I said the same thing. I thought it was Oregon at first. Hey, I was like, look at Oregon just doing stupid things. And then it was Baylor. And I was like,
do you know what?
Man.
That was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Baylor got some terrible advice from somebody.
Roy, that was the best thing that ever happened to me because I saw the color of the uniforms and I just took the other team just because their uniforms were so bad and I won. Well, how about that?
Missouri is a very good basketball team.
Hello. All right, Mizzou, what do you think? Two or three?
Two.
Okay.
They won a very good conference.
Who else?
And then I'm moving into the Big 12 with Syracuse. Syracuse.
That's one. That's a big one.
Have you seen Syracuse play, man?
They don't miss anything.
They are so athletic.
And they play such good defense.
They're a Final Four team, man.
Yes, they are.
They run the
break.
Well,
if they get beat, it's going to be an upset, no question. Upset.
They run the break. Like none other. They are athletic.
Hey, you don't bet against Syracuse and Jim Boeheim until the finals.
Melo's just going to be dunking on people.
No, listen to what I'm telling you.
The entire tournament.
I know you weren't alive when he was starting to coach at Syracuse, so I'm going to give you some advice. He never wins in the finals. I'm Bruce Hall.
Except when Carmelo Anthony did it. Boom! Served.
You're listening to AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be back in a minute. Give us a call. 240-317-7294. Tell us who you're Dark Horse pick is. We'll be right back.
Did you miss me? This is AM 1230 WFAS. We're
hey,
talking a little
notice
bit about.
We're not talking about the Knicks right now.
We're talking Selection Sunday.
Because I don't want to remind everybody what's going on at the Garden when they're playing basketball right now. They're not winning.
And I just enlightened Bruce and Matt here on a little campaign that AT&T.
Play this, Matt. It's pretty good.
AT&T has going on. It's called Brackets by a 6-year-old. And the trailer for the whole campaign is talking about how. When you go in your office pool, you listen to all these experts on that talk about who they think is going to win.
You might as well flip a coin anyway,
and
because that's your chances of hitting.
And then
the
your
point
office
spread.
Pool is won by a guy whose son picked the teams on based on their color
or the dog or
the
dog
uniforms.
Pooped on
so
certain...
the campaign is they're going straight to 6-year olds and asking their advice on who's going to do well.
Turn
this one's
your radio
on Duke.
Up. Turn your radio up so you can hear this little kid.
I think that the Duke Blue Devils might do good because they could make a bet with the other team because some people make deals with the devil, like they'll win, but they might lose their soul or something. The devil can tempt people with what they really want.
Smart kid.
Oh, my God.
But at a terrible
I love
cost,
that part.
You won't notice until it's gone.
Is that so funny?
That was great. That was awesome. Hey, we're going to have to lead in with all this stuff. I got to find that kid. Matt, we got to find out who that kid
find
is.
Find the UNC one.
We'll get him
one.
On the show.
The UNC one, I laughed so hard, man.
Well, I mean, you know, ABC, anybody but Carolina anyway.
They did a Cincinnati Bearcats one. It was ridiculous, man.
Hey, Roy, let's keep hitting this hard. When Matt finds it, we'll put the kid on and find out what he says about Carolina.
So funny. Did you find the UNC one? So funny. Anyways.
Anyway, who else you got? Because we're going to seed them. Go.
Where are we going right now? I had Syracuse, Marquette, Notre Dame, Georgetown,
Marquette.
Cincinnati.
What do you have Marquette? Like a five? Are they a five?
I didn't do rankings.
I like them. Well, I think they're a five. What else?
Let me put my number on it.
Well, you don't need to know. You don't pay attention anyway unless it's West Virginia.
Don't pay attention.
Oh, who, by the way, won't make the tournament.
I took them off my list.
Yeah, you needed to because you're jinxing them anyway. You always do. You jinx their football team.
It was a
Till they scored 95 points or something.
70.
70, excuse me.
Just a record, no big deal.
Excuse me, 70.
70 is not just our speed limit, West Virginia.
70, was that 10 touchdowns and 10 extra points?
Yep, I tweeted that the other day.
They didn't even need to kick a field goal, did they?
No, they didn't. I said, you know how people in West Virginia learn to count to 10.
Why would you punt when you're averaging 18 yards per play?
West Virginia people learn to count to 10 by counting the touchdowns that they put up on Clemson, the Orange Bowl.
Did they play Clemson?
Mm-hmm, they destroyed them.
By the way.
Well, I think Clemson played.
Now listen, there's not a team. Not one team, Roy, from South Carolina or Georgia that I'm aware of that's in the tournament. Not one team. USC is not in it. Clemson's not in it. Georgia's not in it. Georgia Tech's not going to be in it. I'm telling you, Georgia and South Carolina, you people can go on vacation during March Madness.
Did you find the UNC one? This is hilarious.
All right, go ahead and play this, Matt. Hey, turn your radio up so you can hear it.
What do you think about the North Carolina Tar Heels?
I don't know. They might do good. It's just they might do bad. You never know.
Right, because it's a sport.
Isn't that great?
That's a little kid.
Yeah, he's a...
But it's a little...
Right, of course. Because
that's not a he.
Because it's a sport.
Isn't that a little girl?
No, it's a boy.
Oh,
his name's Alex.
Alex sounds like a little girl.
So funny, man.
Maybe he's...
I watched every single one of those videos. Every single one of
them.
They
might do good. You know what? They're not going to do good. They're going to get beat today by a Florida State team coached by who?
No, they're not.
Former Wizard head coach Leonard Hamilton. Now, were they the Bullets when Leonard Hamilton coached them, or were they the Wizards?
I don't know.
You know what? That's probably...
Is there a basketball team
in Washington? Can I tell you what? That's what Phil... They got beat again last night. Portland came in here and kicked their butt. Hey, Portland...
It's a group of individuals who put on Washington Wizards jerseys and show up sometimes.
Portland came in here and beat the Wizards bad last night. Beat them bad.
Wizards are terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, keep going, Roy. We're going down. We're going down this. Yeah, keep going down your list.
Those are my Big East teams. Next, I got Montana, UNC.
Montana,
mind you, I made this.
Did they? I hope
I made this a couple days ago. So the conference champions have probably changed. Or I mean, I was just predicting. I was predicting.
No, you probably
because that's what I do. I'm a predictor.
Let's see. Michigan State beat Wisconsin yesterday, 62-55. Michigan State's a two.
Michigan State's good, man.
They're real good. Wisconsin's going to be in it, too, but they're going to be like a four. I would say maybe a five.
I got Ohio State, Michigan State, Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana. Those are the teams.
So Louisville's in because they won the tournament.
I think they were in anyways,
hey,
man.
What about Bobby Knight's son at Lamar? They won 70. They've won five in a row since he told them they were stealing their scholarship money. I kind of like what he did. I mean... Everybody came down on this guy, but you got to understand. I mean, I looked at this guy, watched him yesterday in some film. He has all the same mannerisms his dad does. He grabs his neck like this.
Throws chairs the same.
Well, no, I mean, the kid obviously has some anger issues, but that's DNA.
He's a knight.
That's DNA.
It's not anger issues, it's genetics.
But you can't blame it on him.
Yeah,
because, I mean, you can't.
You blame Bobby.
Listen, you can't pick your parents. Trust me. I tell my son that all the time. I'm Bruce Hall.
I apologize to my son all the time about that.
Sorry,
buddy. Really sorry
you're
my son.
I'm it, buddy. I'm it. Hey,
this is all you got.
Roy, is there a worse conference in the Pac-12?
Yeah.
Colorado
yes, there is.
Might win. Well, they did. They won their tournament. Colorado's terrible. Arizona's terrible. They're all terrible. Is anybody in that conference going to go? Who do you have going?
I got
the winner of the tournament.
The Pac-12.
Yeah. They're terrible. They're so bad.
I got Cal.
They'll go, but they're like...
I got Cal, Arizona, Colorado.
I don't know. I don't even know if Arizona's going. I think Colorado's got to go.
I got Oregon, I think, too.
Hey, two teams from New Mexico are going. New Mexico and New Mexico State. And I predict one of them goes deeper than we think. And you know what? It's not going to be New Mexico. You know what it's going to be? New Mexico State.
Well, if they go deeper than we think, they're going to win one game. Because
two games.
I think they're both getting bounced in the first.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Not going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Okay. How about Ohio in the MAC? Are they going to win a game?
No.
Of course not. They're going to be a what? 13? Maybe 14?
I mean, there's some... There's some teams that are
let me just say this, since we do talk about wagering sometimes. The best play on the entire sheet yesterday was a game that I shared with a lot of people I talked to, and the reason I liked them is because Marshall University from Huntington, West Virginia, or wherever they're from,
Who cares where Marshall's from?
Marshall is a Conference USA team that played double or triple overtime on Friday night, and they had to come back against a Memphis team who's getting better every game, and they got squashed yesterday by Memphis. They got absolutely crushed. It was 65-44. They covered easily. That was a great play. Hey, New Yorkers, Stony Brook got beat by Vermont.
It was 83-57, the Memphis.
Oh, was that the final?
Yeah.
My bad. That was probably the third quarter score. Stony Brook lost to Vermont.
I turned it off.
51-43. Vermont didn't make a basket in the last 10 minutes of the game.
Still won.
And they beat Stony Brook. So, Stony Brook, you know, we got some work to do. Yeah. We got some work to do.
Oh,
and let me tell you, Virginia, if the University of Virginia gets in,
I think they are.
Guess who's already in Virginia? Norfolk State. They beat Bethune-Cookman to win the MEAC tournament, and they get an automatic bid, and they'll go out quickly.
I got a couple teams from Virginia in. I got UVA, VCU.
Oh, VCU's in, and they're going to be VCU's going to be like a 12 or an 11, and they're going to probably give that five they play all they can handle. Do you know who some people have them playing? Your favorite team, Temple, in the first round in the East. I hope they do play Temple. Then, Roy, you and I can watch it, and we'll have fun.
The three teams that I have going from
We'll play the CAA. Every quarter against each other.
I have Drexel, VCU, and Mason all going from the CAA.
Drexel's not in.
When you asked me earlier and you said, how many people are I don't think
Drexel's.
Answer's three.
Yeah, Drexel's not going. They're a bubble team, and they're not going to make it.
They're 27-6.
All right, listen, games today to watch. Hey, people, games today to watch. ACC Tournament Final, UNC Florida State. I already gave you the winner with the points. Florida State, Roy likes Carolina. Please. You know, he's even wearing baby blue. He's got a ping hat.
I'm not, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, he's not.
Wearing gray.
He should be.
Very gray day.
The Atlantic 10 Final, where you were saying there's nobody any good. Xavier, they win, they're in for sure. I think they're in anyway. They play St. Bonaventure. Xavier will be favored in this game. Southeastern Conference Final, Kentucky Vandy.
Xavier better
everybody,
win their conference.
Everybody in the
going.
Country is
going
to be pulling for Vanderbilt. I don't think they have a chance. I might take the points. They got to be getting double figures. What do you think? Look it up, Roy, while I'm going over the rest of these. That's Kentucky Vandy. I want to know the line, the current line. Big Ten Tourney Final, Ohio State, Michigan State. What a great game that is. That is an Elite Eight game right there. Michigan State, you know, with Tom Izzo, you know, best friends with Mooch, Steve Mariucci. They grew up together. They went to high school together. I bet Mooch is there. I bet he is. He's there. Ohio State has been looking like the monster beater they were earlier in the year. What's the line?
Xavier game?
Yeah.
3.5.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Against
St. Bonaventure.
Oh, no. Kentucky Vandy. Look that up.
Oh, that's an 8.
I said 10. I'm not taking 8. Kentucky's too good. Kentucky is really good. They're like all 6'9", 6'10", and they look like guards.
They're like the best team in the country.
When they handle the ball, don't they all look like ones?
Yeah.
They do dribble the ball between their legs.
They
do reverse
good.
Pivots. They slam the ball. They shoot 25-footers. I mean, who's coaching that team again? John Calipari? Yeah.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder if they're going to be on probation in 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
Everywhere he goes, they're on probation, pretty much. UMass, right? Memphis, right? Is there anybody I'm forgetting? I think it's the only two teams he's been on before he got to Kentucky.
Well, he's
Hey, by the way, if you're hungry, listen to me, Roy. I'm doing a spot here. Shut up.
Go for it.
If you're hungry for lunch or dinner, you got to go to Augie's. Augie's Family Italian Restaurant, located in Westchester County, down on the water. I'm going to tell you something. Best Italian food that I have eaten in years. And you know what? Every time I start talking about this, because all I do is eat like a little Danish and, you know, granola bar and drink 10 cups of coffee before a show and do my work, I get so hungry talking about Auggies. Auggies, you can carry out at Auggies. Just give them a call. Tell them what you want. You can get there. You can go online. I'm pretty sure it's AuggiesItalianRestaurant.com.
Ouch.
If it's not, Google them for crying out loud. Learn how to use that computer. Find Auggie's phone number. Give him a call.
And while you're at it, Google RG3 because he's a Redskin.
Yeah, we're not.
Sorry for interrupting your spot.
We're not going to rub it in.
I'm just.
We're not
really
going to rub
excited
it in.
About
but listen,
it.
You got to go to Auggie's. Best Italian food you'll ever eat. All right, we're back here. 6 o'clock.
I got a little update for you.
All right, go ahead.
For you sports fans
this
out there.
This should be good.
They're talking about Broncos could trade Tim Tebow to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville is interested in the unconditional
caller. What a smart move since they didn't draft the guy that would have filled their stadium up every game for the next 15 years.
They're saying if the Broncos land Peyton, then they will ship Tebow, and Jacksonville, the report claims that the Jacksonville Jaguars are lining themselves up to acquire the
Jacksonville Jaguars now, right? Hey, Shaka Khan. You know, the guy that was the ladies accessory and shoe sale. He's a billionaire.
A mustache.
He bought the jet. It's not Shaka Khan. It's not His name's Shaka something Khan. Khan. My point is, I call everybody Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. No, but let me just tell you, that is a smart move. And gee, what does that tell you?
It's Shaheed.
You think
Khan.
Peyton might end up in Denver playing poker with John Elway at least once a week? I think so. And I'll bet you Elway at his car dealership has a few vehicles for him to drive around for him and his family.
I still think he's going to Miami.
You know what? I'm starting to think that he's not. Hello? Look at me.
What is that?
Roy.
Chaka
Khan.
That's it. Does this mean we're breaking? Or
that's the name of the guy. I love
we're
it.
Not breaking, right? You just wanted
See,
to play
I
a song?
See, I don't pull this stuff
you
out of my rear end,
you play
people.
Music.
I know where I heard Shaka Khan. This is it.
I hear music, and I automatically want to do the call letters. And
you don't automatically do anything anyway.
I do everything.
No, you don't. You don't even automatically get in on time.
Right.
I'm Bruce Hall. This is Late Roy G over here on my left. I'm just giving him a hard time because he's a kid. Somebody needs to give him a hard time. Hey, listen.
I'm an adult.
Hey, listen, let me ask you. You're bare. You're an adult?
I am
That's
a
scary.
I am a grown-up.
Yeah, you're,
okay?
you're a
If you want to convince Bruce of how much of a grown-up I am, call 240-317-7294. You let him know. As we sit in this studio that
hey.
Has Batman throwing stars.
Are we getting
stars.
Ready to break here? Are we going to break? This is, you're listening to AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be back in a minute with some baseball news.
All right, I was just talking about how bad the Cranberries were last night. I forget what we were talking about. We were talking about Alanis Morissette. Someone was like, oh my, yeah, my first CD was Alanis Morissette. I was like, that is awful. Like, I feel so bad for you. The only thing worse than that is the Cranberries.
I'm sitting here.
Sorry.
Hey, you gonna do the shout-outs?
My parents had this CD, and this was the only song that got played off of it because that CD was awful.
We got a lot of guys here kind of chiming in on Twitter. Go ahead, Roy, run them down. I'm gonna say hi to Brian Cruz.
Yeah,
Brian
Cruz.
It's Bruce Hall. Thank you for, and you're absolutely right. They, you know, there's no way VCU isn't gonna go at least one game, maybe two games. Deep into this thing. I could see them being a Sweet 16 team again, but they got to win the first game. Once they win that first game, they're going to go up against a 5 or a 6 probably. If they beat that team, there's no doubt he's going to get back to the next level. Guy's a phenomenal. Shaka Smart is his name. Shaka Smart. I can't even say that. It's hard to say.
Now you're
fast.
Talking about the VCU.
Shout
coach?
Out to your guy. Shout out to your guy.
Billy Purdon. I already talked about it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And Billy, Mike, what's Mike his Wise? Last name? Purdon?
Purdon.
Purdon.
Mike Wise weighed in on me, too.
Did he really? What yep. Mike say?
He said, 9-10-10, my son was born, and summer 2011, Haynesworth released. My two proudest moments.
Hey, Albert Haynesworth
funny.
Gets released everywhere he goes. Everywhere he goes. Absolutely everywhere he goes. Well, now I'm looking at, you know, Ben Volen, who's a beat reporter for the Miami Dolphins. Give me an accurate prediction. Miami or Denver? Peyton Manning's new team this week is. Let me tell you, if Ben Volen doesn't get Peyton Manning there, he's going to be so sad because he loves Peyton Manning. And he wants him there so bad. You know, I'm just sitting here on, you know, 8 million things are going on Twitter right now. Send us. You can send me a message on Twitter. Tell me who you think is going to make the final four of the NCAA tournament. Who's your final four? No, you know what? The hell with that. Let's do Elite Eight. Elite Eight. We want your Elite Eights. Whoever gets the closest Elite to the Eights. Elite Eight, I will personally buy you dinner at Augie's. Me. Elite Eights. Augie's. All right? So send me a tweet at Bruce Hall Sports. At Bruce Hall Sports.
Bruce is a little wide
and if
today.
You don't do that, yeah, well, you know,
poured,
that's why.
He poured the
that's because these Starbucks double shot energy drinks are really good.
He poured a Red Bull into his coffee.
No, that's, I didn't.
Yes, he did.
I did
don't
not.
Believe him.
I did not.
He said, are you going to drink that Red Bull? I'm going to pour it into my coffee.
I just feel so bad for
it's
the
like,
people.
What?
You know, things, but things aren't, hey, guys, things aren't going well in Miami. I mean, you know, the real estate market's a little depressed. The sun hasn't come out all that much this winter. You know, all of their no, seriously. I mean, you know, that's kind of important. Like
this,
when people actually go
this?
There, I'm going to tell you right now. If they don't get Peyton Manning,
it's
in
not
Miami,
70 degrees every day.
There's going to be more
day.
Antidepressants consumed in the Miami area than anywhere in the country if Manning signs in Denver. Just saying.
How,
I'm just saying.
How terrible will it be to be a Dolphins fan when if Manning goes to Denver and Flynn goes to Cleveland?
And Tebow goes to
Jacksonville. And then, so you're in Miami. Who's your guy? You know, are you going to go with Moore?
Dan Marino, baby. He's lost like 40 pounds on Nutrisystem. Have you seen him lately? He really looks good. He's looking good.
Bring him back.
Yeah, Dan, he could still throw.
They would still love him. They welcome him back.
Are you kidding me? They'd fill the stadium up to see Marino.
Marino's back?
When is the last time they had a quarterback? Seriously.
Marino!
They had some guy from Marshall University. He's a West Virginia boy. What's his name? Pennington. He was there for a while.
Chad.
And he couldn't throw the deep out because, well, he didn't have a shoulder.
He didn't have
a labrum in his right shoulder. But besides that, he was all right.
He had a water pistol arm.
Hey, listen, let's go. Let's talk about the PGA tournament right now.
Some people have cannons. He had a water pistol.
Right now, one of the biggest tournaments of the year is the WCC Cadillac Championship at Doral in Miami. Of all places, Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods are both 9-under. They start the day 8 strokes back of Bubba Watson. Actually, yep, 8 strokes back. Bubba's probably not coming back to the field much. He's probably going to win it. In second place is Keegan Bradley, a really goofy-looking kid that spits all the time. But he's a nice kid. He's his grandmother is the lady in the... in the Hall of Fame. I forget her name right now, but her last name is Bradley. And Justin Rose is tied with him. Now, Justin Rose is a guy they got to watch out for. Bubba Watson left maybe 4 or 5 shots on the course yesterday, just screwing up, but it didn't matter because he's 17 under at Doral. He's sick, this guy. He hits driver like 370, sometimes 360.
Sometimes.
He's ridiculous. I'm not picking Tiger, but I'm going to tell you what. In 3 weeks, when I'm in Augusta, Georgia, for 8 days, and I'll be doing a show from Augusta also, Roy will be up here.
I'll be here.
Roy's going to be holding down the fort while I'm at spring training the 25th, and I'm going
to be... Bruce gets to go interview coaches and players, and I get to sit here.
I'm actually going to be in Augusta for 2 weekends. I'm going to be in Augusta.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to be in Augusta working out of a station there on Sunday, the first week in April. I'm going to be in Augusta the second Sunday calling you from the golf course. You know why? Because that's Masters Sunday. And it's one of the best times in the world. Look, I said I was going to give something away and we've got people on Twitter. I'm lying. No, I'm just kidding. We've got people.
I'm not
on
really
Twitter.
Giving anything
we got
away.
People on Twitter sending me tweets right now, giving us their Elite Eight picks. Send me eight picks for the Elite Eight. Now this is before we even have the brackets done. So if you hit like 6 or 7 out of 8 and you don't even know who's playing each other, you're really good.
I got Kansas State, West Virginia, UConn.
But listen,
who else
I
can
will
I throw
buy.
In there?
Hey,
yeah, Maryland.
Listen to what I'm telling you. I'm going to buy you dinner for four at Augie's restaurant.
Towson University's
for the winner
probably going.
At the end of the Final Four, when the Final Four is over and the championship game has been played, you will have won dinner for four at Augie's, and that's on Bruce Hall. Me, personally. I'll just call up there and give them my credit card number, and you guys can eat. All right? Send me a tweet, or you can, if you don't have Twitter, obviously, go to my website, brucehallsports.com. And on Facebook, facebook.com/Bruce Hall Sports, and send me your eight picks. Roy, you're not included. You're not allowed to do it.
You and I will,
Roy, you and I will do a little something on the side, just me and you.
Sounds good. And if you guys.
Hey, I like Kansas State's not going to be there. What are you, crazy?
I didn't say they were. I mean, that was all
you
a
were
joke.
Just, you were just hallucinating.
Going either.
Hey, the Mets yesterday in Major League Baseball, what a surprise. They lost 10-2 to the Nationals. They better get used to doing that. They're dealing with some injuries right now. David Wright from Chesapeake, Virginia, is out at least another week with sore ribs. I feel so sorry for David. Mets have been actually playing pretty good in spring training. They look like they're having fun. Pirates' A.J. Burnett returned to practice after bunting and hitting himself in the eye during bunting practice and breaking his orbital bone a week ago. But you know what? Don't feel sorry for A.J. Burnett. Don't cry for him. He's worth millions, people. Yeah. Orioles outfielder Nolan Reimold got hit in the jaw with a pitch the other day.
What's with all these freak accents?
But he's going to be out for a few days. Well, these guys don't have control this early in spring training.
What's his name? The pitcher for Tampa Bay.
David Price.
Yeah. He got hurt trying to wipe his neck off with a towel. And he got hurt. He hurt his
Dude,
neck
if
or
you,
something.
If you,
how do you?
Hey,
how he got hurt on the bench?
You know what we say about report, Roy.
How did
Roy
he get hurt on the bench?
Roy, look at me. You know what we say about reports like that? BS. He got hurt doing something else.
He got hurt.
I'm telling you, and you can just kind of
conspiracy
you can
theories
make
from
up,
Bruce Hall.
You can make up your own. Yeah, how many guys
Why
have said
you?
They tripped going down the stairs when they got so drunk that some guy splashed him right in the face.
Yeah, but
and they're not going to go back to their teammates and go, I got the crap kicked out of me by some little guy at a bar.
Yeah, but he came out of the game. He was pitching.
I fell in the shower. I fell in the shower.
He was in the game. He had to come out of the game because he hurt himself with the towel. I'm talking about he was drying himself off on the bench.
First of all, David,
that's how he got hurt.
Dude, David.
He came out of the game. He had to come out of the game. He was in the game pitching.
Roy, take a breath. You said that five times. Listen to me right now. David Price is a freaking monster.
Yeah, he's a
whatever
beast.
David Price decides that he did, I believe him and I don't care. If he pulled a muscle, I don't want him out there throwing in spring training if
funny.
He's hurt.
It's funny.
Winter sports, this is sad, everybody. A Canadian ski racer died in what's called a ski cross in Switzerland. He died from injuries to his head when he tumbled through a net on his final jump. His name was Nick Zorichik. He died from the head injuries just 2 months after Winter X Games champ Sarah Burke crashed and died 9 days later from the same injuries. She had head injuries. Let me tell you something. These people that do all of these winter events, I'm going to tell you something. Those things aren't easy. They're not easy. And we don't – hey, I'm serious, Roy. Take a serious moment here.
I'm laughing because of this list of franchise quarterbacks that you sent me.
Oh, you don't –
It's funny to me. I don't understand.
Matt giving us great information about not laughing when people die. Let me tell you something. The only reason I got it here is because I already said a prayer for him, and I'm telling you, these are young people too, and you know they're out there busting their rear end for the United States, and you know I feel real bad about that. Anyway, listen, we're off college basketball right now. Hey, give us a call 240-317-7294. 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. We want to talk. I want to talk about college basketball.
We're going to get
tell
back
me
to
who
it.
Your favorite team is. Tell me why they're going to get to the
Should we get into the automatic bids? Who already got
absolutely.
The bids?
Read them out.
All right, well,
go.
American East.
I'm going to comment on these because
sending
you don't...
Vermont.
Vermont stinks. Keep going.
Belmont is coming out of the Atlantic Sun.
Belmont always has a chance.
Missouri out of the Big 12.
Oh, they're going to win.
Louisville out of the Big East.
They're going to win one game.
Montana out of the Big Sky.
They may win none. Keep going. Keep going. I'm just
UNC Asheville of the Big South.
Oh, they stink. Keep going. That's Longwood.
Oh, man.
That's like they play Longwood, okay?
Long Beach State out of the Big West.
Long Beach State has a chance not. Keep going.
VCU out of Colonial.
They're going to win two games. They're going to be in the Sweet 16, in my opinion, for sure.
Memphis out of Conference USA.
Memphis has got a shot at getting to the 16, too.
The Great West has no automatic bid, poor guys. North Dakota won their tournament, and they were 16-14.
And they're not going to come anywhere. Keep going.
Great conference right there.
So why are we talking about them?
Detroit out of the Horizon League, who I didn't have in. I had them out of the
tournament. Did they get an automatic bid?
They get the automatic bid.
You know what? They're not bad either. What's their record?
22-13.
They're not bad. They beat somebody this year that was in the Big Ten. They beat somebody in the Big Ten. It was probably Northwestern. Somebody like that. Keep going. Northwestern, by the way, played themselves out.
The Ivy League's automatic bet is Harvard, which confuses me the way that they got in because Princeton beat Penn, so Harvard won.
It sounds like a freaking, you know what it is? It's a math equation. We can't figure it out because
exactly
we don't go to Harvard or Penn.
It confused me.
You know
like,
what? Roy, don't try to figure it out. Keep going. Let's do what we do best, which is just run our mouths. Keep going.
Loyola is going from Metro Atlantic.
And Jimmy Pashos, baby.
Ohio!
Do you know who by the way, let's talk about Loyola for a minute. It's their first bid in a long time. And he was an assistant for Gary Williams for years. His number one recruiter at the University of Maryland. Hats off to Jimmy Pashos. Keep going.
Ohio.
And by the way, Jimmy, if you win one, it will be an upset. Keep going.
Ohio, that's a Bobcats, right? Are they
they're the MAC champs. They suck. Keep going.
Norfolk State from Mid-Eastern.
I'm taking Norfolk State in a major upset as a 15 seed. They're going to beat number 2 seed Missouri. I have no idea if they're going to play them, but they're going to beat them.
A team that I like a lot, Creighton, won the Missouri Valley Tournament.
Yes, they did.
I like them a lot.
Now, they get an automatic bid?
Yeah.
It's a good
thing.
They
would have gone anyways.
Yeah, they've been close. Keep going.
They're 28-5. They would have gone.
They're real good. Keep going.
New Mexico.
Hey, how many Mizzou Valleys are going? Four or five teams, right? Pretty sure. Keep going.
New Mexico is going out of the Mountain West.
I love the Lobos. I like New Mexico. I like New Mexico State winning a game in the tournament.
Here's a hometown team. LIU Brooklyn.
Go Brooklyn.
Won the Northeast tournament.
Who did they beat? Stony Brook? No. They beat somebody else.
I don't know.
Don't worry about it. Keep going.
I'm just going off the automatic bids.
LIU.
Murray State. They won the Ohio Valley.
They're awesome.
I don't even know if they played. They just had to show up.
Hey, they're Elite 16.
Hey, we're going to win
this. I mean, they're Sweet 16 for sure. They're not Elite 8.
30-1, man.
Oh, yeah, they're terrible. Yeah, well, they haven't really played too many great teams.
Colorado won the Pac-12.
They are lucky to be going.
They're lucky to be a basketball
team. They tried
team.
To give the game away, lad. Did you see the game last night? They tried to lose, and they couldn't lose. I mean, the other team just didn't want to win.
Poor Arizona.
They didn't want to win. They were horrible. Well, you know what? Arizona's had their share of championships.
Lehigh wins the Patriot League.
They're better than everybody thinks, but they're going to be a 13 or 14 seed.
They're poo-poo.
Keep going. What was their record? Lehigh.
26-7.
They're good. I'm telling you. They're good. Keep going. Trust me. They're
poo-poo.
Good.
They're poo-poo.
They don't play anybody that good.
Davidson wins the Southern Conference.
Yeah.
They're the only team in that conference.
They might win one game.
In a double overtime game, they won.
Yeah. They might win one game. Keep going.
Lamar, Southland Tournament.
That's going to be interesting. What do you think Lamar will get? What's their record?
22-11.
They're going to be like a 12 or 13. Keep going.
They're not going to win a game.
Bobby Knight's going to be watching their game, though. Bobby Knight.
South Dakota
Khan,
State.
Chaka Khan.
South Dakota State's going out of the Summit League.
Who cares? Keep going.
I think they have a shot to make some noise, man.
A shot to do what?
And they earned their first ever NCAA bid. They're 27-7. They're a decent basketball team.
They're going to be a 12-13 seed. Keep going.
Look.
They're going to be playing a 5. You know what they're going to do? They're going to beat your Dukies. Hey, do you think they could beat Duke? If Duke's a 4 or a 5, because they're going to be a 13.
Duke's not going to be a 5 seed. I don't know where you get this.
Duke's going to be a 3.
Duke is going to be a two.
They're a three. We've already made the bet. Keep going.
Western Kentucky wins the Sun Belt. They get an
Hilltoppers.
Listen to this. They get an automatic.
I like these guys.
They get an automatic bid with a losing record. They were 15-18 this year, and they get in.
Do you think you're a 15 or a 16?
You might play in the play-in game. Congratulations. you get your name like outside of the tournament.
Yeah, this is the one thing I don't like about the NCAA tournament. Now, a lot of people like this. I like the fact, you know, there's a lot of noise today about what the Oregon AD has been saying out there with the Pac-12 about how, oh, you know what, we should have a playoff after 10 years of everybody telling him we should have a playoff. Now he wants to have a playoff in NCAA football, but he wants it to be conference championships. You have to be a conference champion of one of four leagues. That's not the way it is going to work.
Well,
it's
going to
work that the four best teams play in a playoff. Keep going, Roy. Automatic bids.
That's just wild to me, that Western Kentucky.
Automatic bids. Keep going.
Mississippi Valley.
Yeah, Jerry Rice's alma mater.
They won the Southwestern Athletic Tournament.
Yeah, I don't know.
21-12.
No, going nowhere. Keep going.
New Mexico State.
I like them.
Western Athletic Tournament. We've been talking about New Mexico
I really
all
like
day.
Them.
And the last but not least, St. Mary's out of the West Coast.
St. Mary's got a good ball club.
They've been
that's a great division. That's better than the Pac-12 this year.
They beat Zaga in OT.
Hey, listen, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230. WFAS. We'll be back in a minute. Next week, we're listening to Eric Clapton, Led Zeppelin, Jimmy
I don't even
Hendrix.
Like cranberries as a fruit.
I love it. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, listening to some band that I have no clue where they're from or who they are. But it does sound like pretty good music every once in a while.
So this guy...
Are they lip syncing?
This guy who runs our board...
Matt.
Says that we have to talk about soccer.
Matt with just one T. Matt.
Just one T. All right, you're edgy now.
Matt, M-A-T. I made him a noun.
So apparently the MLS...
Not a proper noun.
Apparently the MLS starts this week.
What does MLS stand for? Don't worry, Matt. I'm not going to say it. Just imagine what I was going to say.
Major League Soccer.
I had two of these?
So I guess they started
God, I had two Red Bulls?
The LA Galaxy. Correct me when I get wrong here, because...
Is it the Dynamo? That's Chicago.
That's
Houston?
The LA Galaxy won it last year.
What is New York's team
called?
Last
season. The Red Bulls.
The Red Bulls?
Yeah. I know that
Unbelievable.
Much.
You know what? It's only fitting that we talk about... Did the Red Bulls win yesterday?
No. They play tonight.
And where do they play?
In New York.
Yeah?
In some stadium.
Do they play, like, in the Meadowlands? I hear they're playing at a high school where it's under construction right now. No, I'm just kidding.
This topic is new to me.
Go ahead, Matt. Tell us what you think about the MLS. Go.
Give him a mic.
Okay.
Give him a mic. Flip it around.
All right.
Hi, Matt.
Man. Hello.
Welcome to the show.
What do you
want to
know about MLS soccer?
I want to know.
Much.
I want to
really
know.
Okay.
Well,
this is your topic.
This is for all the soccer people listening.
Last night, Colorado won. Vancouver beat the new team, Montreal Impact.
This is going to be
the third
Canada
expansion.
Canada has two teams.
Three.
They have
Toronto,
three teams.
Vancouver and Montreal.
They play soccer up there.
Yes, they play
Not
soccer.
Hockey?
They love it there.
Those must
unlike
be
they
us.
Don't the love it.
All right, DC United, my team, lost to the fourth ranked, power ranked. They're going to lose to everybody this year, unfortunately. They
We're
lost
real
to
lucky with sports teams here in DC.
Sporting KC.
Huh?
San Jose lost to New England or won against New England. New England sucks. You know, but
New England's not any good.
Football tie-in also owned by Bob Kraft.
Well, thank goodness for that. Yeah. At least they got a decent owner.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully you can't hear me.
All right. Los Angeles lost to Real Salt Lake. Los Angeles won it all last year, expected to win it again this year. They
With David.
Brought in Edson Buttle.
They got David Beckham.
Yeah, they have the Beckham.
so
I know that guy.
Tonight, since we're in New York. Since we're in New York.
Some guy threw an empty beer at him and he got mad because there was no beer left.
Yeah, all right.
Who's this? David Beckham?
Yeah, Beckham. They threw a beer at him. Toronto. All right, so Toronto, they have, it's basically the AF or the Canadian Football League stadium. So the soccer stadium is bigger, or the soccer field is bigger than a football stadium. Yeah, you know, the corners are right next to the stands, so like they throw all kinds of stuff out on the field. So they interfere with the game. They really need to fix that.
What field is that?
They don't storm the
I
field.
Have no idea.
No, where is it at?
In Toronto.
Oh, in Canada.
Yeah, it's a Canadian field.
Canada.
Let's see. Real quick tonight, New York. Yeah. Now I know.
Bruce
how
is getting impatient.
Yeah. All right. So tonight, New York plays FC Dallas. That should be a good game. They're both top-ish teams, so that should be a good game.
This is good stuff.
It'll be, I think it's on ESPN too. Oh no, this is one of the first games
it's not on
NBC.
ESPN.
This will be one of the first NBC Sports. We're getting some recognition. It'll be one of the first NBC Sports games
on the NBC on Sports the Network.
Yes,
which is used to be Versus.
I think it's. Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. I thought it was on. Well, there will be some broadcast games, like you know,
yeah.
So actual people can watch
job,
it unless
soccer.
You're looking for it. All right, let's. I'll get off of MLS right now.
Are we done?
But,
are we done with soccer?
We're
well done,
man.
We really have to
do it every once. We're a sports show. Yeah, we should be doing it every once in a while.
No, we shouldn't.
And I tell everybody that I played soccer for 3 years in high school, and I was an excellent soccer player. But in college, I wrestled and played baseball because soccer was just too damn easy. Anyway, yeah. I'm Bruce Hall. That's Roy. Matt, you did a great job with that. We're gonna make that. Every weekend you're going to talk about the MLS. No, because then he'll be it'll give Matt something he has fun with.
No,
I'm sitting
once a month. Maybe we can talk about soccer.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the New York Yankees at spring training in Tampa. Let me tell you something. If these guys lose this year, they should just sell the team because they are packed with talent. They've got they've got. A good starting pitching staff. Their relief pitchers are fine. They almost have too much talent. Boston is not going to be very good this year. It'll be fun watching them and Bobby Valentine do their thing, but they're not going to be very good, in my opinion. I just think that in the East, it's going to be the Yankees. I mean, I just don't see any. Baltimore's terrible. I mean, they're never going to be. Peter Angelos may be the second worst owner in professional sports behind who? Come on, Roy, I'm going to give you a shot.
Jerry Jones.
No, not Jerry Jones. He's a decent owner. Dan Snyder.
Don't throw my boy under the bus.
Now, listen, we did get
RG3.
You know,
the Redskins got
RG3.
We didn't get anything.
The Redskins also.
We get higher ticket prices. That's what we get.
The Redskins need to change the name of their team, in my opinion. Mm-mm. Well, that's, you know, you're ridiculous.
That's tradition, boy.
Well, you know, I got your
tradition. Learn a thing or two about tradition,
in
boy.
In my pocket here, I have your tradition. And I'm going to tell you right now.
You're going to give me money?
You can call me. No, not exactly. 240-317-7294. Weigh in with us. 240-317-7294. Now the Mets. Let's talk about the Mets for a second.
There's two teams in New York?
There's two teams in New York. The New York Mets
are terrible.
And from what I understand, they made Mr. Wilpon pay $84 million like a week ago.
The Mets' best player plays for the Marlins.
And that would be Jose Reyes, the guy that played 84 games last year or something because he was out with a hamstring for 70 games.
That's a really good.
68 games, my bad. I'm good at math. Did you see how quickly I adjusted to that?
Uh-uh.
No, of course you didn't. And let me ask you a question, Roy.
I don't think that
was
the right math.
Do you think the Nats will finish higher than the Mets?
Yes.
Do you think the Nats will finish higher than the Atlanta Braves this year?
No.
Ooh, well, there's a bet right there, me and you. Dinner.
Why are we talking Nationals?
Dinner. Well, we're talking baseball.
Let's talk Mets.
Let's talk Mets. Well, we just said they're going to finish.
Not talk
How
Mets.
Many games are the Mets going to win? Out of 162-game schedule, give me a total. And everybody,
60.
I want everybody to weigh in on
61.
This. 240-317-7294. I don't care where you're calling from. Give us a call and tell us how many games you think the Mets will win.
61.
If you hit it on the nose at the end of the season, and we will still have a show then, we will take you out to dinner at Augie's. It's got to be the closest person to it.
They're
going to
lose 100 games.
I don't think so. I think they'll lose 94. I think they'll lose 94 games. You guys need to weigh in. 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. Other thing, let's talk about the Knicks. What happened to Jeremy Lin, buddy? Talk to me. Come on, Brian, Mr. Jeremy Lin over here.
Hey, I'm just, look, we got, I got tweeted at, okay? So I was reading, like you always tell me to do.
Yeah, read.
This guy, Brian Cruz, he says.
He's my buddy.
He says you got to keep Matt's soccer segment. Just make sure he puts more Red Bull in his coffee before he's on the air. Red Bull and coffee is catching on, man.
Hey. I have not, now,
Matt was so happy.
Hey.
Ooh, soccer.
Hey. Tell the truth. How much Red Bull have I had today? Zero. I haven't had
it. He poured it in his coffee,
I've
guys.
Had two mochas. No, I haven't. I've had two mochas and a large coffee.
Filled with Red Bull.
No. I don't do Red Bull.
Yes, you
Red
do.
Bull's, Red Bull. Listen, a guy with my kind of energy level doesn't need a caffeine drink. Trust me.
You're drinking three cups of coffee at the same time.
These are actually like open. They're like milkshakes. These little mocha double shot energy Starbucks
little,
things.
What is it, like 20 ounces?
20 ounces is good food. 15 ounces.
Oh, man.
Hey, Jay Kenyon has come on. He's going to, oh my God, he's going to pick his roommate up from jail. That's not good.
What?
Yeah, I swear. What? He's a good buddy.
Tweeted you that?
Used to catch
great
me.
Show,
he's a nice
guys.
Kid.
Going to pick up my roommate from jail.
You know, must
great
have had a,
Saturday night.
Must have had a few cocktails. Must have had a few. You know, I'm tired of Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp wants Peyton so bad in Denver, he won't get off of Twitter.
Oh,
I got to defriend Shannon Sharp because he takes up all of my Twitter page now.
Back to the basketball so
right,
we can
well,
get away from
talk
Shannon Sharp.
Talk to me about Jeremy Lin. I mean, he's your buddy.
Look, the Knicks, I mean, the Knicks are, they're the eighth. They're in the eighth seed right now. I mean, they got a lot of work to do to keep that
they're
position there.
They're 18-23.
But, I mean, they're a work in progress.
Right.
I mean, they have a lot of talent on that team. They have a deep bench.
Right.
D'Antoni's a good coach. I mean, look. Nobody thought that Jeremy Lin was just going to fall out of the sky like he did, okay? So that is a blessing.
Right.
Nobody even really thought at the beginning of the season that this was going to be a playoff contending team.
You know, it seemed like they were headed the right direction there for a few, you know, like two or three games, and all of a sudden, you know, he's getting his points, and Melo's getting his points, but nobody else is getting anything. What's going on?
Who else do you really want?
Well, stop it. They're losing by 18 when they're getting 20 and 27. He's getting four assists instead of 14 assists.
They're still a good basketball team. They're not a championship team. Even
no,
when Lin
right.
was lighting up and everyone was talking about, ooh, Linsanity, Super Nintendo. They were still, at best, a one-series win basketball team in the playoffs.
Right.
And, I mean, they're still a very good above-average basketball team, but they're not going to compete in the East. I mean, there's... They're not going to beat the Heat, you know.
Well, nobody's going to beat the Heat
not
except
beat the
one
Bulls.
Team.
I mean, who they play? They play the 76ers today. I don't even think they're going to beat the 76ers.
Did
I mean,
you see SportsCenter last night? Did you see that? Did you see Durant last night? He was unbelievable.
I love Durant.
Kevin Durant, in my opinion, may be one of the best basketball players to ever play the game if he just stays healthy a year.
I've been saying that
unbelievable.
That Kevin Durant's the closest thing that we've
he's
seen.
He's like a 7-foot guard that can move.
He's a freak.
Yeah, he is. He's like Michael Jordan, only 6 inches taller. No, he is. He shoots. He's a bit. Look, at this stage of his career, he's a better outside shooter than Michael Jordan ever dreamed about being. Michael Jordan became a good outside shooter.
Don't call
shooter.
Out Jordan. No, he'll come back.
No, but Michael Jordan.
He'll come back.
Michael Jordan was a complete package, just like Durant, but he was great on defense, too.
He was an incredible defense.
Michael Jordan was the best defensive guard maybe to ever play the game. Him and Walt.
Who? Nobody plays defense.
Frazier
anymore.
From where? New York.
Nobody plays
Walt Frazier,
defense.
Clyde
anymore.
Was a great defensive guy. So was Michael Jordan. So was Dennis Rodman. That's why those guys all won all those championships. With what? Defense, mm-hmm. right? That's kind of where the Knicks now need to get back to. Problem is, Carmelo doesn't play defense. He really doesn't.
Like, you're talking about defense, man.
Hey, yeah, you're talking about Allen Iverson.
We're talking about practice.
By
not a
way,
game. Not a game.
We're talking about basketball
not a game.
Right now. Oh, by the way, you can call all week to leave a message. 240-317-7294. You can also listen to our show on my website.
We had a call today before I even got here.
Yeah, which is great. It was
Wait, hello?
It was my boy Dave Shee.
Hey.
Dave Shee's a good man.
How long
Dave,
have you been on
thanks
this
for
line?
The call, buddy. Thanks for the call. I'm sitting here trying. Jenny Finch was in a local shopping center yesterday, giving away books, gloves, field gear, signing autographs. And you know what?
Who?
I was on my way to see her, and I realized I hadn't gotten my rescue back in the house. And if I don't get my dog back in the house, he just goes away. So I had to go back and get him, or I would have met Jenny Finch yesterday.
Who is Jenny Finch?
Yeah, you're a moron. She owns 2 gold medals in softball for women, and she's beautiful. She's 6'1", and she's having kids now. And you know what? go to JFinch27 on Twitter.
No.
At JFinch27 on Twitter. She is a stone fox. She's beautiful. And she's tall, and she's smart. She played... You know,
she's right for Bruce.
Hey, well, let me ask you this: since you're such a sports guy, Roy,
who has
dominated the last 20 years of women's softball?
There's a sport. There's Universe, a league. There's a whole league for.
You're a moron. MLS is pathetic. Compared to women's softball, the MLS is pathetic.
Bruce downs the MLS and then brings up women's softball. You know, there's still college basketball games to be played today.
Jenny Finch. Yeah, but we've already talked about college basketball.
Vanderbilt and Kentucky play today.
Yeah, but we already talked about that. The line's 8, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've already talked about it, goofball. Do you have an alcohol problem? Do you black out during shows?
Ohio State plays Michigan State today.
We talked about that. That's the I said that's a Final Four game or an Elite Eight game.
Yeah, who wins?
We talked about it.
Who wins?
Michigan State.
Good pick.
Are they getting 3?
I think Ohio State.
Are they getting 3? Who's the favorite?
I got to pull that up.
That's huge because that's going to be the best game of the day.
Ohio State is giving 2.
Man, I say 3. You know what? I'm all over that. Yeah. I still like Michigan State. I think Michigan State wins the game. You know why?
Yeah, I think Ohio State is a sleeper.
Well,
man.
Don't you think?
They are a sleeper.
But didn't they split during the season? I think they both went at their own places.
Ohio State is
who else?
Good.
Who else is playing? Let's go
Xavier
over this again.
Xavier plays St. Bonaventure.
St. Bonnie, they're terrible. Xavier wins. Well, Xavier kicks their butt.
Of course. Then UNC Florida State.
I already took Florida State +8. Remember, you got UNC minus 8.
I just wanted to go over it again. I mean, this is Selection Sunday. These are big games.
Do you know what I want to do? Let's do this. Let's talk right now about the NBA games today. Who's going to win the Knicks game?
76ers.
What? Did you say 76ers?
Yeah. Sorry.
You're not doing drugs, are you? You got that drug testing kid over there,
the
man. No, he's just got Red Bull. Let's give him another Red Bull.
How about Rubio tearing his ACL?
Hey, the Heat won in overtime last night. Did you see the highlights of that?
Dwayne Wade, man.
I know.
When Dwayne Wade shoots the last shot, good things happen.
You know, Detroit's awful good. You know, I like the Pistons. They're okay. They beat Toronto. Portland crushed Washington like everybody does. The Bulls beat Utah last night, 111-97. Chicago is maybe going to get into the finals. Do they have to play Miami in the semis this year? I think they do. They're not going to make the finals.
If they want to make it to the finals.
But what I'm saying is they may be on the other side.
They got to get.
They might
Miami.
Be on the other side of bracket. After losing the other night, the Thunder come back, destroy the clawless Bobcats. I can't believe I said that.
The Bobcats are
the clawless
so good.
Bobcats, 122-95. New Orleans beat somebody. They beat Minnesota 101-95. And by the way, Rubio.
That's what I'm saying. Rubio.
Rubio's out for the year.
Gone for the year.
That
changes Minnesota.
That's a 12-month rehab. And he's no spring chicken, Ricky Rubio, either. He's not like he's 18. He's like 25, 24.
You're not serious.
I thought he played overseas for 2 years, Ricky Rubio. Didn't he? Yeah, he did. You don't know that?
Dude.
Well, how do I know that? I'm not even the basketball
guy.
He
played for Barcelona.
The New Jersey Nets,
I
hate to say it, the Nets lost 112-106 at home.
He's not a spring chicken. The guy's 22.
See, he's old. He's old NBA
standards.
Sorry, he's
21. He's 21.
I thought he was 24, 25.
He's 21.
Well, didn't he play? But you know what? But listen to me.
He just turned 21
Hello,
in October.
Ricky Rubio didn't play college basketball. He played overseas.
He's not American.
Then he came here.
He's not American.
I know, but he could have played
here.
He
played for FC Barcelona.
Somebody drafted him. They drafted him. The team has him now.
The Timberwolves.
And he ended up playing in Barcelona for 2 or 3 years.
For 1 year.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't play. Yeah, you know, he's been over there for a while. Hey, real quick. The Knicks host Philadelphia at the Garden.
It was 2 years.
What's the line on the Knicks game? Give it to me quick. We're 1-1 on the Knicks this year. I apologize. We were a lot better than that. A lot better than that on the Giants this year. Hey, make sure you get to Augie's Italian family restaurant in Westchester. If you need some food, you got to get there. Want to also thank the National Association of Realtors for picking us up. You're going to be one of our big sponsors for the next year. You can't do anything in real estate without a realtor, not unless you're licensed too. Have you got that line for me?
I'm pulling it up. It's negative negative two. Negative two.
Roy's a math major.
The Knicks are given 2.5.
You know what? I like the Knicks in this game. They got to come back.
I like Philly, man.
Hey, you got to give us a call, 240-317-7294. If you want to give us your Elite Eight picks for the year, that's 240-317-7294. That's for your Elite Eight picks for the year. The winner of that contest is going to get dinner for four from me, Bruce Hall.
I'm excited about today, man.
All right, you've been
listening. Selection Sunday, baby.
We'll see you next week on AM 1230 WFAS.
I took all of his money, and it was pretty petty. I took all of his money, and I brought it home to Bali. She swore that you loved me, never would you leave me.